Well, Matt, let's talk about the repayment plan. Obviously, that's not written yet. Any guesses on what this is going to mean to taxpayers in the district? And if the taxpayers are left out, where would the district get the funds to repay the bondholders?
I honestly haven't thought about that much, only because the district's problem with the bondholders is their problem. It's not my client's problem. Now, I will say from doing the work, the district has a couple hundred thousand a year free cash. Looking at the returns from 14 to 19, which is the last time I looked at their financial statement. So it may not be the pace the bondholders want, but I'll be honest, I don't care, because we all make bets, and sometimes those bets don't pay off. Sometimes you buy a stock that crashes. Sometimes you loan money to somebody who can't pay back on the schedule you agreed. That's the risk of lending. So bondholders took tax-free, got 5% tax-free income. You know, it wasn't guaranteed money. It's an investment for a reason.
What's your interpretation of Judge Fox's opinion and his ruling this past week?
I think he's wrong. I think he's really wrong. The idea that these courts up here didn't have jurisdiction, the problem with that theory is the receiver is an arm of his court. The receiver is representing his court, and that receiver came up to these courts and litigated for 3 years, fought us for 3 years, and to now say, well, my guy went up there and he fought, and he lost, but I don't like that result, so I'm going to take it back over. I don't think that'll stand up in the Court of Appeals or the Arkansas Supreme Court, but I've been wrong about them before.
So obviously, it sounds like you're planning on appealing. What happens next?
Well, the first thing that happens is I filed garnishment. So when you garnish somebody, they've got to sit on that money. And any business owner who's had an employee who had a debt, they've been garnished. First thing you got to do is sit on that money. So as soon as I got this ruling, I garnished Banco ZK. Now, I don't know if they had already gotten the money out of the Pulaski County Circuit Clerk. Their person testified they'd send it to a New York clearinghouse, and if I have to hire New York counsel and chase down that New York clearinghouse, but I'm going to figure out who these bondholders are, and I'm not going to let this rest. So I'm going to go that route, but we'll also be, when his order is final, it's not technically final for boring procedure reasons. When it's final, then we'll appeal that as well.
Matt, from earlier rulings, it appeared Judge Fox had no problem with the suit being filed in Pulaski County. And now it's, of course, coming back to the district, and it looks like it's going to be heard in Baxter County. Do you feel like he's dumping the issue to a court in this area, or do you think it's a good move that's in the taxpayer's interest?
I don't understand how that's going to work. His problem is there are courts that already have established jurisdiction in each of these counties, and so I don't think he can necessarily dictate that. And more importantly, because he released the funds immediately to Banco ZK, you know, I'm going to be chasing them. He doesn't really have control of them anymore. And so, again, I don't know when they left the Pulaski County Clerk's office. I'm going to find that out today. But I'm going to send it to Baxter County. Send it to Baxter County. If you've already distributed the money and Banco ZK says, sorry, what are you sending back? There's nothing to go there, and I don't know that he has that authority, and again, that'll be a question for the Supreme Court.
Matt, of course, this case has been going on for a while, since late 2014. Any guess on when this might be concluded?
Gosh, goes up to the Supreme Court. I think I've had a couple on appeal, probably 23 at best, and this time in 23 at best, I would guess, because I don't know how they decide what they're going to put out when. So that'd be my take, 23, early 24.
Just to kind of sum it up, basically, what does all this mean to the taxpayers in the district and the money they've paid in?
It means that Banco ZK hasn't stopped trying to keep it. And I don't know who they're working, who the bondholders are that they're doing this for, but they must have owed them something major. But it just means I continue fighting. I mean, it makes me so mad that these people get bailed out when everyday people just lose money and we don't get a taxpayer bailout. It just makes me so mad that to me it's just a couple more years of work. And to Wendy, my partner on this case, and my wife, Wendy's the fighter in us. And so I know how furious she is. So we just buckle down and work some more.
Anything else I haven't asked you about you need to talk about, Matt?
I don't think so. I just want to, you know, people understand that litigation takes time and courts move at the pace courts move, and we're not done.
Very good. Hey, Matt, we appreciate the time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for calling.